League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Let's finish strong on another strong week on ESPN 97.5. It is Joel and Aaron in studio, Nick in Vegas, Barry in Tulsa, spanning the globe to give you the best in sports and entertainment. Barry, what is going on?
What's up, player? How are you?
All good, man. You? I see your security system, by the way, on Twitter.
Yeah, we can get right through that if you want to.
I mean, when Jerry Rig means concoct, you got going what you need.
Well, here's what's crazy, right? So we just found out, like, right before we were leaving to go to the show that the back door doesn't lock.
Oh, good.
At all. So we've slept in here with the back door open, and there's like, so I was like, man, I don't want to leave my stuff here. And so we basically came up with, John, the MC, was like, man, just put that chair. And he was joking. I was like, I ain't joking. I'm going to put this chair up under this door. I'm not trying to get murdered in my sleep in this raggedy comedy condo in the middle of the night. So we put the chair in there, and then Ben, the headliner, was like, put a can on it. Like, he was joking. I was like, I'm doing all this stuff. I don't want to die in Tulsa in this little house. So, yeah, we were much safer last night going to bed than we were the night before. It's a little alarming, though, when you find out, because I'd stayed here before. So I was like, I wonder how long it's been like that where the back door just won't lock. That's not a good feeling.
So essentially, if I heard your quote right, your back door's been wide open since okay. You got to Tulsa. That's my takeaway.
You know, I could hear you prior to the show. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I could hear you. And I was like, it's going to be one of those days. I heard your comment about our comedian of the week.
Yep.
I was like, whoo, he is in a mood.
Yeah,
you're feeling good, huh?
Well, I wasn't on my way here.
No?
So I stopped for my second Starbucks going, you know what? It's going to be one of those days. And I know Barry will hate it because you'll peel me off the ceiling because I needed it. Because, I mean, when I do right, I can't do right in my house lately because of this pregnancy and all the emotions going on. So Lisa calls me and she says she's like three blocks from the house. So I was like, all right, well, I'm getting ready to leave. So I'm not going to lock up the dogs. I'm just going to leave them. And then when you get home, it'll be like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. It'll be fine. So I'm driving to work and she's like, what's wrong with you? And I go, what are you talking about? She's like, you can't leave the dogs out. I go, did we not just talk 3.5 minutes ago? Was I sleeping? I just told you I did it. She goes, well, they get so excited to see me that one turns on the other one, and then they attack each other. Which,
oh my God.
Again, this is a pregnant woman lost in emotion.
I was going to say, what is attack? What constitutes attack?
I said, why don't
mess
you check
with each
and
other
see if they're okay?
Fight?
Call me back. Meantime, you know, the next stretch of like 4 or 5 miles of highway, I'm just biting through my lip going, I can't believe, because I told you. And all of a sudden, she calls back. She goes, okay, everything's fine. I just, you know, when I see these dogs go,
I freak out a little bit.
I'm like, yeah, but you freak out on me, and it drives me nuts. So then I was like, all right, now I'm on edge. I need a Starbucks, because otherwise I'm just going to be angry, Joel, on an F-Yeah Friday, and we can't have that.
No, we can't have that. I like good mood, Joel. Yeah. I prefer good mood, Joel. Not like over-the-top, hyper good mood, Joel.
I'm sure we'll find a delicate balance. at some point.
I'd rather have over-the-top hyper good mood Joel than bad mood Joel, for sure.
I'm sure the listeners do too, because then we mix in at least a rant or two, but not like grumpy over-the-top rants.
Right, right. There's a difference between a rant that's in good nature and just being angry.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
And I saw that our boy was taking shots at us from Vegas as he continued to get... I'll join in now. As he continued to get fatter because he was at... What's that place that's supposed to give you a heart attack? That
the
burger?
Heart attack grill or something like that?
Yeah.
I hope he does have a heart attack. I'm not going to lie. If he actually had a heart attack while eating there, I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, it said something about on the sign, 350 pounds and up is free. And he's like, God, I wish Joel and Barry were here so I could eat free. I think he's got at least three quarters of that covered on his own.
No, let me tell you exactly how that went down, all right? I know Nicholas very well.
Yes.
There's no way he came up with that on his own. AJ came up with that for him. He tweeted it out because, if you notice, AJ retweeted it right away. Yeah. That was all concocted between those two guys. I'm telling you right now, our Nicholas is sweet, but he wouldn't. That was too mean even for Nick. That was all AJ behind the scenes working that.
But if you think about it, if between the two of us it's 350, they're already over. Just those two. You and I, you don't want to live with that. But yeah, even you could live with that. And you're going for the extra lean, borderline anorexic look.
Oh, yeah, I wish. No, wait till you see me with my shirt off.
Wish that upon anyone, let alone that I never want to have that happen.
Like I say, my poor wife, I feel so sorry for her during sex. It's just an awful freak show.
Especially because you like to prance around the house naked.
Not anymore.
Don't do it there, by the way. Especially with the back door open and your buddies prowling around from time to time.
I don't need you to keep spreading the rumor that my, quote, back door is open.
Well, Aaron. Did he not say it? Aaron doesn't want to piss you off.
Yeah.
He said it was unlocked.
Yeah.
Go but back by the way, listen. What happened to Cheech and Chong? Why don't we hear them in the background today?
They're being nice. They're in their rooms allowing me to earn my living and do my show. So
I noticed they're in the house because you're not projecting like you were yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little bit toned down. I noticed that you were like you're almost trying to intentionally keep it down for them.
Well, they got here yesterday during the show, so it wasn't that. I think more than like I'm not feeling it today. Like I got a headache. It's not, and I'm not hungover.
Okay.
Just not sleeping well. So I'm a little more subdued today just because, in general, that's my mood. So
it's hard to sleep well with one eye open.
It really is. Yeah.
I mean,
it's hard to sleep when you're grossed out. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And I saw a lot of people. I think we all thought about this after the show. If you got a spider in the fridge, don't cater to it. Kill it.
I did, though. That's just it. Like when I saw it, instinct took over and I just grabbed it.
With your bare hand?
Yeah.
That's on you, bro. Forget the egg.
Look, we're not talking about a tarantula. It was this little tiny baby spider.
Oh, okay. We're just letting our imaginations run wild based on your description. But
yeah, no. It was just this little tiny spider and when you said, was there a web? There was a web because it had dropped down from under the shelf. So, because people were like expecting to see some huge spider web in the corner of the fridge, it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't even matter because why in the hell is there a spider inside of a refrigerator?
I'm with you.
So it doesn't matter if it was a tarantula or this little baby. It was still.
Hello? We lost Barry. It sounds like. This might be just like the opening of the Blitz from Vegas yesterday. There he is.
Uh-oh, what happened? Did I lose you guys for a second?
Yeah, we lost you for a little bit.
Well, that's my bad.
Anyways,
yeah, it wasn't as bad as it maybe sounded like it was. But still, a spider in the fridge is never good.
Is it too much to ask, though, when you think that, yes, you are, you're getting the luxuries of a guy who owns the house that's brought you there, that's letting you stay there. But don't you think the guy, whether he does it himself or has someone do it, has someone kind of do a once-over cleaning it and realizing that if the fridge hadn't been used in a while, that there might be an insect quotient you want to take care of?
Well, they do clean it, so they do have somebody that comes by and cleans these condos. But they're not as thorough
Evidently, let's say. Not. I mean, you're finding roaches behind the blinds and behind the furniture and TV. Yeah. And
I'll give them credit. The toilet seat was clean. So that's always a plus. When the toilet is clean and the shower is as clean as it's going to get, you got to be happy with that. The sheets were washed, and that's the bare minimum you expect. But no, it's not hotel clean where they're like cleaning the floor or stuff like that. I don't think this place has probably been vacuumed since it was built. But yeah, I mean, there's a minimal amount of cleaning that does go on. You have to give them credit for that.
Okay. I'm just, yeah, I'm like, it's one thing to say, hey, guys, you can stay here. It's another thing to go, you know, even just for my own reputation, I'm going to clean this thing up for you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think. But you know what? Hey, they're not in the hospitality business. They're in the comedy business. So
I guess so.
All right, what you get.
It's an FYF Friday, so give the peeps a little bit of a backstory on who our Comedian of the Week is.
Yeah, Comedian of the Week is Adam Bob. I've known Adam for a long time, man, and there are people in this business that are, you know, you come across who just you can't help but like. And Adam is one of those dudes, man. Really funny guy on stage and probably one of the nicest dudes I've met. I've never seen Adam have a bad day. He's got this energy on stage that's contagious. And he's a funny, funny man. And you can follow him on Twitter, Adam Bob Comedy. And that's also on Instagram, Adam Bob Comedy. So we'll have clips from him at 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15.
Any ties to H-Town?
Yeah, he's a Houston comic.
Oh, good, okay.
This is his thing. This is where he's at. Is Houston? So
is his brother's name?
You know, okay. See,
hey, it's an FYF Friday. I'm, you know, mixing it up a little bit.
I'm not.
I mean, does he have a Twitter account? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Joel, why don't you go see who's using Neil and Bob Comedy?
I mean, you know,
that's all you, buddy.
Maybe people are more apt to check it if there's no comedy involved. I don't know. All right. With that being said, we've broken the ice. You can reach us during the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. We're at Aaron is blitzed. Although I think you should have a temporary one when he fills in at Aaron is a suspect.
At Aaron is suspect.
Or is suspect is better, yes.
Yeah.
At Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects, back with a whole lot more on ESPN 97.5.
HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Like about 6 months ago, I broke my foot. I had a hairline fracture in my foot, right? So all the parents know, you go to the baby to get love. The baby, that's the one you spoil. You go to the baby to get love, right? So I went to my baby and I was like, baby, daddy got a hairline fracture in his foot. I swear to y'all, she looked me straight in the eye and was like, but daddy, I thought your hairline was already fractured. Okay, she wasn't lying. She wasn't lying. She wasn't lying. I didn't say it out loud, but in my head, I looked at her and I was like, bitch!
That's Adam Bob, and that's funny. He's our Comedian of the Week. Barry gave a little of the backstory. We have clips coming up at 2:15, 3:15 as well. But funny dude, that was good stuff right there.
Yeah, man, Adam's a funny dude. That's like you said, one of the three that will feature today on FYF Friday.
His brother Neil's into plumbing.
Okay, now you can't keep doing it. You did it.
Can I just say, and I know you got stuff to get to, but Sure. Okay, you are funny.
Wait, I mean, we got 3 hours, bro.
You
we
are
got
funny, but I just saw this, and I'm going to give you more credit than that. Okay. People obviously referenced the fact that Nick sent that tweet out about us yesterday. Uh-huh. What I didn't see was a guy named Sam who had a comment, and you just did not hold back. And I thought it was fantastic.
If so, you're going to take a shot at me, expect for me to return a volley.
I don't know if you saw it, Aaron, but this guy named Sam says, Barry will eat two meals here and get to 400 quick. And Barry says, thanks for your 2 cents there, fatty.
I saw that this morning when I woke up. That was one of the first things that Twitter showed me.
Fantastic. I love
it. First of all, that dude is fat. You can see in his picture he's fat. How are you taking shots at me? I'm not fat. I'm chubby, but you can't be fat and punch down to a chubby dude.
Again,
that's
you're not chubby. And secondly, I would use the J.R. Smith line on him. Okay.
Yeah, right?
You stop chasing that ice cream truck, and I'll worry about Nick's tweet.
That's like this dude today on Twitter. Somebody was tweeting about how, and we'll get to this, but somebody was tweeting about the news that Eddie Murphy is negotiating with Netflix for a $70 million deal to do a special. And somebody on the Twitters was like, oh, man, when is Barry going to get a contract? And I want to give him credit for who said it. What the hell was it? Damn it. It was Christian. Christian on Twitter was like, but when is Barry going to get one? So I was like, oh, man, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. And then this dumbass named Casey was like, when his Twitter name isn't ironic, because my Twitter name is Barry is funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay, Casey, I see you shooting your little shot there. Casey has zero followers. Why are you tweeting if you have no followers? That means no one cares what you have to say. Literally zero people care what you have to say, but yet you're gonna tweet me and tag me.
Did you piss off Daryl Morey?
I'm
that's
like,
the only people that I know of that follow me or anywhere near me commenting that have zero followers are robots from Daryl.
Casey's out here taking these lame ass tweet shots at me. I'm like, I did nothing to you, Casey. And so what's funny is my buddy Victor Tran, who's a comedian that we featured before, goes and follows him and then tweets that and goes, he's got one now, jerk. I was like, oh, come on, Victor. Really? We're same team, buddy.
That's fantastic.
See, this is what I mean about having comedians as friends. Like, they're brutal. Like, they're the worst. So, yeah, that's good times. But this is my rule. If you're going to take a shot at me on Twitter, be prepared, because sometimes I'll take a shot back. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I don't care, or it was too lame to warrant a response.
I'm listening to this rule.
And sometimes I said I don't. I just said sometimes I don't.
Okay.
But if I'm feeling it, I'm going to take a shot back. And Sam knows now. Fatty Sam knows that he's open for.
Oh, Sam knows
fire.
All right, because that was beautiful. I was proud of that one. I was like, yes!
Hey, I had to share this with you, Joel, because I think you and our listeners will appreciate the fact that, I do the TV show on Sundays, Channel 2 at 11:30 at night, Houston mm-hmm. Sports Show with Jerome and Lauren Leal, Jerome Solomon. Mm-hmm. And I have my own segment that's sponsored by Big City Wings, so shout out to them.
Oh, nice.
But we've been working on the show. Well, I haven't, but Jerome and Remy, our executive producer, and the whole staff and crew have been working on building the sponsorship because we're doing well. And guess who the latest sponsor is to hop on board with the Houston Sports Show?
I don't know.
The Texas Hammer.
Jim Adler?
Yes!
Is this the precursor to getting him on to sponsor me on the show?
Bro, Jerome told me, because we went and saw Arnaz J. Jerome and I had a date night, and we went and saw Arnaz J. at the Improv, and we were talking. He's like, man, we just signed Jim Adler to sponsor the show. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, what? I was like, oh, you have no idea how big Jim Adler is on our show.
Yes.
It was so great. I thought you would appreciate that.
Yes. I mean, it's, for instance, Sam shot his shot and then hammered him for $2 and one tweet. Killed him right there on the spot. I don't know how Jim Adler isn't sponsoring this show.
I don't know how he's not either.
I see the billboard and I do it in my car by myself. I drive by the billboard and I'm like, hammer that guy. Love him.
I can totally see you doing that in the car
the
by yourself.
You sing the girl songs on XM.
You're doing Jim Adler impressions. Yes. That's outstanding.
No question about it.
The great thing if he sponsored the show is he wouldn't even have to come in to do the reads. You could just do them for him.
I would, and I would be happy to do so.
Texas Hammer. Oh, my God. That is so funny, dude.
Yes.
Where the hell did it go? I was going to read you. You know, yesterday we teased this about Andrew Dice Clay coming to.
Oh, right.
I told you about his his rider, his demands for the green room. And I had this picture on my phone that I was going to use. Essentially, though, one of his demands is 2 packs of cigarettes per show.
Good God.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then he's got like 4 bottles of Coke, a jar of honey.
When you say Coke, you mean the soda.
Yeah, that's a thank you. That's a very good point. I would like to point out Coca-Cola,
yes.
Soda pop. Yeah. Soda pop.
Got it.
Yeah, so he's got like 4 bottles of Coca-Cola. He's got 2 packs of cigs, a jar of honey. This is for each show.
So no
If he's got 2 shows in one night, then yeah. He's got now. I don't know if he uses all that, but that's
what the honey for? Is he pouring it? I mean,
so he's got a box of tea on the table too, and that's so. I guess you put tea and honey, you know, because talking apparently for him. I don't know. You know how that goes. I've never understood. I've never been a guy that's lost my voice or I'm like, oh, I've been talking a lot. My voice is killing me. That's never happened to me. I don't know. I got strong manly vocal cords, I guess. But
well, you had to get it somewhere.
Yeah. So and then he had like 3 or 4 bags of chips. I was like, yeah, he's not living the hell. Like some people, like Billy Gardell, when I opened for him, and he had like sandwiches, but he had like fruit and, you know, some healthy stuff. And it was like chips and Coke and all that. That was crazy. But apparently for 6-pack of cigarettes was $60. And I was like, are cigarettes really $10 a pack now?
I know that with all the taxes and everything on them that that they've gone up in price, but I don't – I mean, like I said, I don't know, but man, it seems
now, that's
high.
All that was on the table was 6, or maybe it was 8. I don't remember. I can't find the damn picture. But even – that's what caught me off guard more than anything was when Randy posted it. He was like, damn, $60 for 6 packs of cigarettes or whatever. How do you guys do it? And I was going to ask yesterday to our smokers out there, what is the cost of a pack of cigarettes now? Because I have no idea. But when I smoked, I remember as a kid going to buy, my mom would give me $1 and I would go and get her a pack of cigarettes at the store or even less than, they were less than $1 at the time. But I remember smoking when they were like $2, $3. I was like, if they ever get to 5, I'm going to quit. And I actually quit before they ever got to like $4 a pack. But,
man.
I mean, I want to know. So, 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show. I'm not sure how much cigarettes are now, but I'm interested to know what the cost is. Because then there's, like you said, that's just the cost themselves and then whatever tax is. So, it's
what
crazy.
I'm seeing from a cursory Google search is the average pack of a pack or the average price for a pack of Marlboros in Houston, Texas is $7.
Okay.
Now, is that pre-tax or is that?
It just
drive out.
$7. So I'm going to assume that's drive out.
Because you know what's funny is Lisa and I were driving the other day. And I said, she's like, what are you shaking your head at? I said, I'm just amazed, just on the highway alone, how many people are still smoking in their cars, windows up. I mean, you see these commercials where people have like lost their jaw and they look all distorted. And then you find out at the end of the commercial, they died of lung cancer. And you're like, I mean, I don't, between that and all the other things that you hear about health risk wise, the fact that people still, and I'll be inevitably at the checkout line at the grocery store and some guy's like, oh yeah, and can I get like 3 packs of Marlboros? I'm just going, wow, seriously, still?
Right. I don't get it. But that's $7. And so there's 10. Oh, I bet you that's what it was, is he went out and bought a carton.
Sure. Yep.
So that's why it was $60. I was going to say, $10 a pack is ridiculous. But damn, $7 a pack is ridiculous.
It is. It is. And have you seen his stand-up?
Yeah.
Has it changed at all, or is it still,
You're talking about recently. You know, I have not seen him recently, so I don't know if it's changed at all, to be honest with you.
Because, you know, obviously when he was at his peak, it was all about hickory dickory dock and, you know, and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, hey, that's put him on the map, man.
Dude, he was making cash for one. Then the MTV thing put him on a different planet. He was in movies.
Were you a Dice fan? Were you?
I laugh. I mean, I would watch his stand up and stuff. I thought he was funny, but I don't know that I was a fan.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, because it's kind of a novelty thing, right? Like, yep. For me to build a whole career around that was, I was amazed at that as I started to learn the business, because it's kind of like one of those things where you'll see a guy do something, but then he overdoes it, and you're like, okay, we get it. Move on to something new. But that was his whole thing, you know, is he was crude and he was misogynistic,
right,
but
right.
He did those, and you know, nursery rhymes, and it just, that was, there wasn't, to me, and now I just sound like a snooty comic, but there's just not a lot of substance to it. It's more gimmick than substance. But you know what? I said this before. If somebody came to me with a surefire gimmick that was going to make me a multimillionaire, I'd sell
Hell
out.
Hell yeah, because it it seems like he would have been one of those 15 minutes of fame guys with a shtick, but it blew up.
Yeah.
So more power to him, and if he's still doing it, then hey man, it's obviously worked out very well.
That was also pre-internet, where everybody had a new thing every 5 seconds, mm-hmm. where there was a new act.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked about with William Hung and all these different, but you know, that was fly by night, passing real quick. He had some longevity.
Yeah, yeah, he really did. And Dice is very well respected by. In fact, Big J Okerson has been on record. Who's good comic, funny dude, mm-hmm. Nice guy, and all that. But he's been on record as saying that Dice was like super influential to him. That's why he wears gloves on stage. So a lot of comics really like and respect Andrew Dice Clay. I saw why he's funny and why he had a fan base, but for me, I was just like, I need a little more substance than
right.
that. I don't mind a gimmick. Like, I think Larry the Cable Guy is funny, and Jeff Foxworthy, and so, mm-hmm. you know, these guys that kind of had a thing or a shtick, and I don't mind it, but it felt almost, not like a one-trick pony, but it just felt kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, well, we got to get to a break. We're half hour into the show. We go till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. They're in Vegas. But we've got plenty more on the agenda. Obviously, talking a little baseball and some Astros and lots more that we got on our list. But what about yours? If you've got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number or hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half hour. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, we were talking about money for cigarettes. If you're a smoker out there, I got a great way you could get money to pay $7 a pack. Get Upside is going to get you cash back on stuff you buy. Now, you won't get cash back on cigarettes, but the gas you pay to get to the store, you can get cash back on that. And the food that you eat and put in your belly, you can get cash back on that as well. Get Upside is a free app to download on your phone. It's in the iTunes store. It's in the Google Play store. Doesn't cost a dime to use it. Doesn't cost a dime to install it. Completely free. No gimmicks. No catches. No tricks. Like this new face app where you're seeing stuff. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. Use my promo code Barry, BARRY. That'll get you extra cash back when you go to the pump for the first time and use the Get Upside app. It's that simple. I had a listener yesterday text me. Z said he got $8 back using the Get Upside app the first time, and then almost $2 back the second time. That's $10 in the next two trips to the pump. If someone came up to you and said, hey, here's $5 for a fill up, are you telling them, no, thank you. I don't like money. I don't want that money back in my pocket. Absolutely, you're going to take that money. That's why you use Get Upside. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. A lot of family that I have, a lot of listeners out there jumping on board. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Get this cash back in your pocket and start using the Get Upside app right now. Like I said, there's over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston where you can use Get Upside. There's over 100 places to eat where you can get cash back and get up to 35% on your meals. That's a lot of money. And if you do simple math, if you're getting 25% back 4 times a week, that's a free meal basically. So do yourself a favor. Download Get Upside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour in to hour number one of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FYI Friday, having some fun. Barry in Tulsa. I am here with Aaron. Nick is in Vegas taking shots at the two people that should mean the most to him besides his mom. We get rolling through. And one other thing, I did want to ask you guys this because I told Lisa going in, this was a huge mistake on her part. She normally calls me when she gets off the air. And she called today. And she had a little bit of a rant about some family stuff. And after about 3-4 minutes of it, I was like, all right, honey, stop. Stop, okay? I think you're overreacting. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, I think you're overreacting. Bro. I think, you know, there's certain things that are out of your control, blah, 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 blah. I got this lecture about how part of the deal is when you get married, sometimes you're just supposed to listen.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, we've been through this before. Then don't have a conversation, have a wall. And then you can just bounce it off the wall. She goes, sometimes women just want to hear it, get out in the open, get it off their chest, but they don't want any feedback. I'm like, again, then go talk in the mirror. I get it, but I don't because it's conversational. We're on the phone. She goes, ask your listeners. Ask your listeners. They'll tell you right away that they'll side with me. You guys are just supposed to listen. I'm like, do you realize that our demographic is mostly men? I don't think that's... I mean, they know we're supposed to do it. That doesn't mean that they're going to do it. I know you're supposed to. I don't care. I was in one of those moods where I'm just... look.
I'm going to have to agree with her.
You shut your mouth.
That I learned this... And now, listen, I got to preface this by saying I was... you know, my parents divorced when I was 6 years old, so I was raised by my mom and my sister. So I was raised by women. I was taught to be a gentleman. I learned the ways of the woman, and she's absolutely right. Women 90% of the time don't want you to fix their problems. They just want you to listen to them. So when they come home from work and they're like, "Oh, Becky's such a bitch. She's always talking and da 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 da," and then Sharonda came out, and I was like, "Oh my god, girl!" And they just want you to listen to all that. They don't want you to solve the problem. So you're better off by listening and just going, mm-hmm, yeah, what? Oh, she sounds like a bitch. Oh, I hate Becky. If I see her at the Christmas party, I'm not talking to her. They don't want you to be like, well, you know what you should do? That's the worst thing a guy can do is to start off his response to a woman's problem with, you know what you should do? Because they are immediately like, screw you. You don't know my problems. So, yeah, you just – I'm telling you, man, just listen. That's it. Just listen.
Yeah.
You don't have to respond.
I mean, I do it from 1 to 4. It's hard for me to do it when I get home. I mean, God.
Are you saying I'm
just
I'm
listening
the bitch
all
in this relationship,
day and all night? It's consuming.
Are you saying I'm the bitch in this relationship?
No, I'm just saying I'm expected to do a lot of listening. It's hard sometimes.
That's true. No, but it's weird, man. It was a lesson I learned, and you know what? My second marriage is much better than my first because my wife comes home, she wants to tell me about her day, and I just listen. And I'll be like, well, can I give you some advice? And you, without even, she'll just, it's either a look or a disinterested yes, and I'm like, you know what, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I think my advice is that you are smart enough to figure it out. That's it. Yeah. And you're good to go, man. Happy
some
wife,
days are
happy
better
life.
Than others, but I get it.
Yeah, it's hard. Because sometimes you do want to tell them, because we love them, and we want to fix their problems.
Yeah.
We want them to be happy. Because if they're miserable, then we're miserable. Not because we're sad for them. They just make our life miserable because they don't want to be the only ones. But if they're happy, then that's better for us.
Today
so.
On Dr. Phil, we talk about the art of listening.
I mean, you know what? I feel like as a man of multiple marriages, mm-hmm, and a relationship going on 20 years, I feel like I'm qualified to speak on this.
Wait. So you got two marriages and a relationship on the side for 20 years?
No, not on the side, Joel. I've been with the same woman for 20 years.
Okay.
21, actually.
Well, I just want to clear it up. It was confusion. Aaron and I looked at each other like, what?
Yeah, don't.
Side piece? What's going on here?
Boy, no one keeps a side piece for 20 years. No one does that. Unless you got a kid with her and you're just trying to, you know, balance the whole you don't want nobody to find out thing.
Unless you're
who keeps a side piece for 20 years?
Unless your old boy Miggy Cabrera from the Tigers.
Oh, that's true.
He had the two separate lives going side by side until they crossed paths.
Listen, I don't know how you pull that off. How does
Well, you play in Detroit and your side piece is families in L.A.
But could you imagine having a family, right? You've got Lisa, you've got Taylor, mm-hmm. you've got one on the way, mm-hmm. and you're like, you know what? This isn't enough. It's not enough that I drive to work every day and I listen to my wife tell me what I did wrong about the dogs, and I'm about to pull the steering wheel off the car, and I got the kid, you know, throwing up in the pool, and that's not enough. I need two of these, and then now you got to keep them from finding each other. And, I don't know how guys do that or why they would do that.
I don't think it happens that way. I think that they do it because it's a relief from all that, and then that second family comes along kind of an oopsie, if you know what I'm saying.
You think?
Yeah, I think one gets through the five hole when you're just trying to release some steam.
Yeah, but you don't have to keep going with it, right? You're like, hey, I messed up. And
well, no, you think about that. If you're Cabrera and you say to yourself, well, I've got this family and it's all everything's solid and good, and then I've got this going on with the side piece. If I don't go with this right now and stay going with it, then it's going to become public. Then my family's, then everything's all going to go to hell in a handbasket. This way, you get some wiggle room. You get to keep them both going side by side.
Okay, fair enough, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
Which would be more miserable? And which would be over sooner? Just coming out and owning it and saying, "All right, I screwed up. I was unfaithful and I had this kid, and if you leave me, I understand." And then she gets half your stuff and you have to take care of the kids, but that's it. That's end of transaction. Or trying to live a double life with two wives, two different sets of kids, two different sets of married problems and daddy problems, two vacations, two Christmases, two birthday parties, two anniversaries. I can barely keep up with one of those, and I don't have kids.
Essentially, it's Roger Clemens versus Andy Pettit. Do you own it early and look for forgiveness and get it, or do you go into denial mode and deep cover?
So you're starting to lean towards mine, which is just come out, own it, and get it over.
And I'm not saying any of these involve me or you or anybody else. I'm saying if we're looking at which is the best path to take, you're absolutely right. But I think that there's a large number of the male population that don't choose to take that route.
I've never understood that. I mean, are you just greedy? Are you like, you know?
Well, you're rich. I mean, if you're Miguel Cabrera, you have the means to do it because you can keep both families happy in their environment in the cities that they're in, and as long as they don't, you know, end up in the same city, same time, going to the same address, you can get away with it for a long time, evidently.
Man, that's a lot of money, headache, and time, and problems. And I'd rather just be single and just cut them all off and be like, you know what? I'm not messing with none of y'all no more.
You better be signing some endorsement deals, and just this endorsement goes here, and that endorsement goes there.
Well, you know.
If it works.
Do what you got to do, I guess.
That's right. All right, we'll talk some Astros baseball when we come back. They've got two in a row. They ended up with a split in Anaheim, so we can talk about that as they're home tonight for the Rangers and opening up a homestand at Minute Maid Park. Lots more to get to as well, but if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Never admit to a word where she say, I ain't to claim I tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Quick programming reminder, if you're out and about tomorrow in the Midtown area, Soccer Matters doing a special broadcast Saturday, 2 to 4, Advantage BMW Midtown, 1305 Gray Street. When you hear Soccer Matters, you only know one name, and that is my man Glenn Davis. Great dude, unbelievable soccer knowledge. And when he's doing a remote like this, it's worth your time to check in. Dynamo president John Walker is going to be there, amongst other guests. But they're going to be giving away five pairs of tickets to Bayern Munich's Real Madrid game Saturday night. But you got to be there to win. And a signed Bayern Munich jersey. So if you're a soccer aficionado, head on over to Advantage BMW Midtown, 2 to 4 p.m. See my boy Glenn Davis tomorrow.
Do it. Go do it. Glenn is the best of
great
the best.
Dude. Yep.
Before we get into the Astros, I screwed up.
You screwed up.
I think I've messed it up.
Again?
Well, so I told you I wasn't feeling all that great. So I went and took a, I think two, because I missed my allergy pill yesterday. So I went to take my allergy pill and some aspirin or Tylenol or whatever. And I think I took a sleeping pill.
Sweet. Aaron, get ready to do double duty here in about 20 minutes.
So if I fall asleep during the show today, it's not because you're boring, Joel. Okay?
Can you combat this some way?
No, because I'm doing this laser treatment from Innovative Lasers, and I can't have caffeine. So all the stuff I have in the house is caffeine-free. So
exceptions can be made.
Well, I would have to like leave the show and go to the store. I'm
okay with that.
I don't know. I don't think I can poop it out. That's not how it works.
How strong are these pills?
I don't know. You've never taken a sleeping pill?
Is it an actual prescribed sleeping pill, or is it
say I've never taken a sleeping pill.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should try it.
No.
Just even the over the counter, you know, like not don't now the NyQuil Z or the Z-Quil or whatever, that doesn't work. That's not good stuff. But it's these little clear blue well not clear, but they're translucent blue pills. I forget what they're called.
You're
My
used
wife
to the blue pills, aren't you?
Okay. they're similar to some other like medicine that I was taking. So I think I'm screwed up. But they work good. Well, we'll find out.
Good will be determined in the next 20 minutes or so.
Be like, what did you think of the game last night? Yeah. So that's on me. That's my bad. It was one of those things where I did it, and then I came and sat down, and then I was like, did I just take the wrong pill? So I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 80% sure.
Sweet.
So we'll see how this goes.
That's fantastic.
If I start sounding like I'm not interested, that's not it at all. I'm just sleepy.
Okay.
All right, so let's get into some Astros.
Yeah, so look, night and day again, but you know, 4 out of 8 on the road trip, split both series with divisional foes, but you bounce back. And the most important takeaways here, the offense keeps rolling, and Wade Miley looked fantastic again last night.
I wish I could have seen it, but I was getting your text.
Yeah, I was updating
you guys. Jordan is back, baby. And I was like, oh, did he go yard? But I checked the box score. I'll take it. I'll take any way that this ball club can get a win right now. They've been scuffling a little bit. Any way that they can get a win, I'm all in on that. So it's good to see that. And like we talked about yesterday, all you really can ask for at some point is go on the road and split. And that's exactly what they did. They split with the Rangers in a 4-game series in Arlington. They just split with the Angels out in L.A. or Anaheim. So I'm happy with that. That's fine with me. You would love to see them go and, you know, win 5 out of 8 or, you know, but hey, you know what? This is fine when you consider that you have a lead and you got lucky. The A's did you a favor and lost last night, so you got back to 5.5.
Yeah, and the A's got the Twins all weekend, so that should be a back and forth. But how about your boy? Your boy Mike Fiers last night was going for 8 straight wins. That's just crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah, and then they choked it off, and Minnesota got one. So Stros with a 5.5 game lead. Lots to talk about from that game. First takeaway is the fact, aside from what we talked about already, and look, and I watched Miley. Miley was really dealing last night, and it's amazing. They were talking about it on the broadcast with Blummer about how he was ready to, when he was with the Orioles, he was ready to walk away from baseball. He wondered where his place was. He was struggling mightily. He developed that cutter, and it completely resurrected his career. And his location last night was just spot. He was He even said he was a little off, but even a little off, the bite on that pitch, the way he was staying low in the zone. And it always helps. And in the last two wins that they got in Anaheim, it was because they jumped on, last night, the dark night, and, the night before, they jumped in the first inning with a two-spot, three-spot kind of lead. And it's always better pitching from a position of strength, like having a lead, than in a tie game. But
It forces you to slow down, just throw strikes. Like, you can relax. You're like, okay, cool. I don't have to be perfect. I just go out there, throw strikes, and pitch. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, he's a guy that, again, for $5 million is just a huge bargain. And I think it's like 7 of the last 8 were quality starts. And you look at all the different things, the numbers, and, I said it even before they even brought him in. This is a poor man's Dallas Keuchel, but I don't think even going in, anyone could have expected he was going to be this good. And he has been really good.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to go out necessarily and strike out a ton of guys. He had 3 last night and a couple of walks, which I hate to see. But he just goes out, he does his job, and he doesn't have – that was the problem with Keuchel, is he would have those big blow-up innings. And Miley, for the most part, has been able to avoid that. So, last night he did give up the only two runs, but one of them was earned.
Yep.
But that's okay. I mean, he did his job. He got to the 5th inning, 6th inning, and the bullpen took over and did what the bullpen usually does. So.
And the other thing is that, again, we talk about it, and I think a lot of people just kind of look past it, but it's so important to have that locker room chemistry. And to a man, everybody in that locker room says, he's a great dude. He never stops talking, whether he's up or down, whether he's given up a home run or he just struck a guy out. He's coming back. Most pitchers like Verlander don't want to be bothered or talked to on the day of a start. He's talking to Blummer and Julia and guys in the clubhouse and going, hey, why are you walking away from me? And it just seems like he's a breath of fresh air, kind of like Springer is on the bench during games. Mm-hmm. But that just keeps that locker room culture so good. And you just love to see that. So, I don't know if there's a way that, he comes back next year and or there's going to be some money on the table. But, he's a Louisiana guy and maybe, there's a way that he says, hey, this has been good for me too. And they find a way to work it out. But, man, for 1 year, whether you call it a rental or whatever you call it, it has been return on the investment like hand over fist for the Astros.
Yeah, it really has. And there were some cool stories from the game last night. One of my favorites was, and I saw you had posted it, so I was glad because I wanted to talk about it, but I just saw the video of the kid that threw Bregman's home run ball back.
Yeah.
Dude, that dad should win Dad of the Year because he handled it so well. Go ahead and tell the people what happened.
So what happened last night, and your boys on Get Up screwed it up. Mike Greenberg said it was an Astros home game and kept going with that, but obviously it wasn't. And you have a dad and a kid in an Astros jersey, and Bregman hits the home run, and dad gets the home run and gives it to the kid, and the kid turns and wheels and throws it onto the field like it was from the opponent. And dad's like, you can just see, he's biting through his tongue. He wants to get upset. And yet he's like, no. Mm-mm.
It looks like he says something like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
When I saw the headline, it's like fans tricked or like prodded the kid into throwing it back. I didn't really see that. I think the kid was just like, this is a baseball, I'm going to throw it. And he just threw it. And the dad was like, why did you do that? And the kid, I think, realized what he did. And he was like, man, that was stupid. And the dad's like, the dad and externally, like a good dad, was like, it's all right. You should have kept it. That was a souvenir, and that's an Astros, huh? And inside he's going, you dumbass.
Yes.
You're just like your mom. You're just as dumb as she is. I knew I should have left her and you. And he was so mad, but he said none of that. So props to him.
You're supposed to just listen and do what I say.
Exactly.
But good news. It all ends well.
Yes.
As reports came out, one, they got the ball back for the kid. Two, even more importantly, and very cool, and again, because it ties right into what I'm talking about these guys are good guys in that locker room. Someone on Twitter took the video that I had posted, just like I posted it, and they had sent it and tagged Lance McCullers. McCullers responded and said, no worries. I got autographed hats for both of them and got them to the boy and his dad.
That's outstanding.
Very, very, very cool way to end that story.
It really is.
Pretty, pretty, pretty good. So, with that, we'll wrap up hour number one. We still got 2 hours of the show to go, so lots of room for you to get involved. 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call or text. And if not, just hit us up on Twitter. We're pretty good at responding. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.